I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Over the course of 10 albums or so over the past 20 years, Martin Sexton has consistently distinguished himself with his uniquely expressive vocals, his fine guitar skills, and sometimes his inventive use of a second vocal mic for effects. His most recent releases are the EP Fall Like Rain and a Live at the Fillmore CD. He is live tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene with Jay Nash opening the show at 8, and he's here with us live in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you, Mike.
Hey, great to be here, Eric. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Really been looking forward to this session. So let's dive right into a song. What's the first thing you feel like playing
today?
Let's
see. Well, I think I'll do this one. I feel blessed to be here on this rainy day. It reminds me of home. It's Eugene. It always kind of reminds me. It's my hometown of Syracuse, New York, in a real sort of loving way. And back there, Mom is back there, and she did her best to make her 12 kids be grateful for what they had. So I'll send this one out to Mom out in Syracuse.
Hey, but for the grace of God, come on. Oh, no money in his pocket, yeah, yeah. And no hope in his eyes. Oh, but who am I if not for your grace that goes? And there are those when they pray, they move the feet. And there are those when they pray, face to the east, and there are some who pray when trouble comes, and they'll let that face the beast. But who am I if not for your grace that go away? Thank you for my eyes unseen. Thank you for my ears, and I'm not the man I used to be. Thank you for my voice, I let it sing. Maybe learn to raise it up and say something. Who am I? Who am I? If not for the grace, there go I, there go I.
Martin Sexton live in the KLCC studios and live tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene with Jay Nash opening at 8. Gratitude, that's a great place to begin always, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm grateful for what I have. I'm really, it's easy to forget, man.
Way too easy. Makes you suffer when you forget, that's for sure. So what keeps you going on the road after all these years? What keeps you doing this? Why are you still doing this?
Well, this good cup of coffee right here on the table helps, and food on the table back home always helps, too.
I know there's a deeper mission than that as well.
There
in
is,
music.
Man. There is. Music, for me, is like breathing. It's like swimming. You know what I mean? It's something I kind of have to do.
Yeah.
And it's something I think I was born to do. Don't know what else I'd do without it, you know? And I like to think of myself as a messenger of music. I try to tap into some higher source. on a good night at a show, you know, and bring that sort of love into the room, and then everyone picks up on it. The joy is a big part of what I do. I'm still basically 12 or 13, basically emotionally and mentally, and so people see me, you know, climbing on these monkey bars that are my songs in a different way every night, and the room just fills up with this beautiful energy where people are singing in three-part harmony and clapping their hands to the beat, and it's kind of like church.
Do you always road test your songs before you record them? You do a lot of touring.
I do, yep. I'll throw new stuff out there, and, you know, if I can't remember the words, I'll get a music stand, and yeah, I definitely do that before recording them.
Otherwise, I would think they would change too much, perhaps, before they settle into the form they want
to
be.
They do, yeah.
In.
I hate that when I record a new song, and then I go out and tour behind it, and by the time I get back from tour, it's like completely different and better. In fact, the tune I just played, There Go I like it so much more now after I've played it a while and really sunk into it. When I hear it on the original Seeds record that it appears on, it's just, it's good, but it's, and the song's there, but it doesn't have the sort of style yet. So I guess that's a beautiful thing, though. That's, you know, there's live and there's records, and never the twain shall meet for me.
Martin Sexton live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at the Wah Hall in Eugene. What's the next song you feel like playing?
How about a tune about quitting that corporate gig and maybe getting a job at public radio? Like, you know, the dream.
Like I did.
Yeah, the dream we've been dreaming of from a kid, you know. What's that dream you had as a kid?
Walking down the street one day and forget to look the other way. Suddenly everything you ever had comes within 2 inches of a taxi cab. There comes a time you gotta ask yourself, where am I going? What have I done? Oh, you living the life that you always dreamed of, giving the time to the ones who make you smile, making your world worthwhile, making the most of what you're given, or are you still money getting by? Maybe it's time to try living the life. Yeah. A corporate lawyer in a pinstripe suit, got a corner office on Wall Street, making all kinds of loot. Just decided he's had enough one day, pulls off his tie and walks away. Oh, everybody's got the little voice and those dreams we all had as girls and boys. So are you living the life that you always dreamed of, giving time to the ones who make you smile, making the most of what you're given, or still dreaming about what's going to happen next? Why, oh, living the life. Who made up all these rules anyway? They're playing us for fools. Some of us break free. Yeah. When you grow up, what are you gonna be? Always dreamed of giving time to the ones who make you smile. Yeah. Making the most of what you're given, kicking ass with your own decisions. I think it's time to try living a life. Amen. Dig it.
Martin Sexton with Living the Life. You can find that in studio version on the Sugarcoating CD, as I recall. But that's a version live here in the studio at KLCC. Martin will be live at the Wah Hall tonight in Eugene with Jay Nash, opening the show at 8. Well, I was thinking about the first time that I came across your music, Martin, which was When Black Sheep came out, which was way back in the mid to late 90s, mm-hmm. that's really proven to be an enduring CD, hasn't it?
It is, man. It's the little record that could, you know. It's the one that sort of put me on the map and got me touring around the world. And it cost the least amount of money to make of any of my records, by far. And it still just keeps, you know, working and sending checks home to me. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, man.
One of the many CDs you've made with Crit Harmon as a producer who always seems to bring out your best work, in my opinion. What is it about working with Crit that makes the music come out so well when you're in the studio with him?
I don't know, man. You know, yeah. I first met him, he was a jingle guy. And I was a starving singer, and he would hire me to sing on, like, jingles and stuff back in Boston. And then he got fed up with the corporate life. In fact, that tune, Living the Life, that kind of fits him to a T. He said, enough of this corporate baloney. He hopped in his RX-7 and crossed the country and just fished and camped across America. And when he came back, he and I worked on Black Sheep, and that was like the first record that he produced, really.
Wow.
As you know, Crit Harmon, the artist producer, not the Crit Harmon, the jingle writer producer guy. And I chose him because he always did get the best performance out of me. That's why I wanted to work with him on that record. And I think it worked. I like that record. It's stood the test of time, and it's still getting placed in movies and television shows, and it's just a wonderful thing.
Stands the test of time to my ears, that's for sure. Hmm. How do you think your songcraft has changed in the intervening 18 years?
You know, the songcraft, I hope it's improved. I hope I've learned a few crafty things along the way, but... I guess, you know, you have your first, let me take that back. You have got your whole life to make your first record, you know, and that Black Sheep was sort of my first record, kind of, sort of. And after that, you do have to have some craft. And I kind of dove into, you know, studying who I thought were great songwriters and sort of learned from listening to records and... So I hope I've learned some craft and I don't have to rely completely on the 2% inspiration as opposed to the 98% perspiration.
Yes, indeed. And, yeah. Inspiration is for amateurs, I think, is what the thing says.
Dylan said that?
Somebody said that.
That makes sense.
But the rest of us just get up and go to work.
You know? Right. That is true. This is a job. I've been doing this full time now since 1992. What a beautiful blessing is that.
What a wonderful job you have, sir.
Yes, sir. I love my job.
Martin Sexton live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene. Jay Nash opens the show at 8. Have one more for us today?
Yeah, here's one I think this is a more songcraft kind of song for me. In fact, I think it'd be a great cover for like a country artist. It's all about me and my son. We weren't seeing eye to eye one summer, and there was this long time of... we weren't speaking, and he wouldn't take my call. And luckily, everything turned out okay, but this tune's about that troubled time. It's called Friends Again.
There's a wall gone up between us, 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide. We can hear each other screaming. We can't see the other side, and there's no getting over, and there's no breaking through. Till you can accept my hand when I reach out to you. I can't tell you how to live your life. I can't turn you into me. I can't roll this rock back up the hill. I got that energy. Call me up when you get tired of pushing me away. I just hope we can be friends again someday. Friends again. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't push him in. I'm tired of fighting battles, neither one will ever win. The armor's getting heavy, and the quills have lost their point. So meet me for an orange soda down at Tommy's joint. I can't teach you how to chase jeans, but can't make sunshine through. The rain clouds we drag around, I'll leave that up to you. My love for you is oceans wide, that's all I want to say, and I hope we can be friends again someday. Friends again. chili dogs and milkshakes down at the little gym. Fishing up the dock, talking politics till 3 a.m. Long drives through the countryside, afternoons that never end. It's all right here if we could just be friends again. Friends again. I know I can't change anyone, I can only change myself. But when the tidal wave of life rolls in, I can only offer help. I don't know, some kind of compromise, maybe we could meet halfway. I just hope we can be friends again. I pray we can be friends again. I know we can be friends again someday. Friends again. Friends again. Friends again.
Martin Sexton, Friends Again, live in the KLCC studios. Live tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene. Jay Nash opens the show at 8 for tickets and more information on the show, wowhall.org. And for more on Martin Sexton, including his latest releases, the EP Fall Like Rain and the full live CD live at the Fillmore, martinsexton.com. What does your son think of that song?
It's okay.
How old was he when you wrote that, and how old is he now?
Well, gosh, he's it's funny, man. He's a grown up now. He was 20 something when I wrote it, and he's 20 something now, and he's it's funny. We're kind of close in age because I was 19 when he was born, so we're kind of alike too. So that's probably why we butt heads.
Usually and, the way it goes.
Yeah. It's funny like that, but to have grown-up kids, it's definitely weird to a 12 or 13-year-old like myself. You know what I mean?
Emotionally, perhaps. I'll take your word for it, but musically, certainly not.
Oh, thank you. Well, some nights I hope so, because that joy, you got to have that joy.
Got to have that
gotta
joy. You know, that little vocal effect there makes me want to bring up the fact that you often use a second vocal mic on stage for effects and instrumental work. How does that work? It makes you allow yourself to be a trumpet and all these other instruments.
Oh, that's not the mic that does that. No, I do the sounds. The mic that you're referring to is simply what I call my fuzzy vocal. I just run it through a distortion pedal so you can get some kinds of like, you know, almost like electric guitar kind of solos out of it and I haven't been using it this tour, but I have used it on many other tours. Basically just my voice through a distortion pedal, and it just does cool things, man.
I've really enjoyed that effect over the years. Well, I've seen you in a number of different contexts over the years, and I've enjoyed them all. So you are traveling solo this time around, correct?
Yeah, this will be a solo show. I think a few times back, I think I had the Rhinemont Blue Band as my band, which was a lot of fun. And I always enjoy the Wow Hall. Love the vibe, love the community sort of effort and love that goes into that room, and just real happy to be back here in Eugene.
Well, we're really happy to have you here in the studios as well, so thanks for coming in today.
Peace be with us all.
Indeed, be with us all. I'm Eric Allen. This is KLCC. Terry Gross is coming up with Fresh Air in just a couple of minutes. Martin Sexton live at the Wow Hall tonight at 8 o'clock.